This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. In the latest impeachment testimony publicly released, a career State Department official tells lawmakers President Trump wanted to hear three words from his Ukrainian counterpart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Investigations, Biden, Clinton. Those are the key words George Kent says the president wanted Ukraine's leader to say into a microphone. Kent told impeachment investigators that's his understanding based on conversations with others in the administration. Clinton was shorthand for the 2016 election, a reference to the president's view that Ukraine interfered in the race. Kent will be among three State Department officials testifying publicly next week, along with another diplomat who testified the president held up military aid to Ukraine in a bid to force it to investigate Democrats. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg is now raising the possibility of a 2020 presidential bid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Former Mayor Michael Bloomberg had rejected a bid for the White House next year, but an advisor says he may enter the race because he's worried the current field of challengers won't be able to beat President Trump. Since the deadline to run in Alabama's Democratic presidential primary is Friday, Bloomberg is expected to file the papers to qualify, even though he hasn't made a final decision.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Sudan's Forces for Freedom and Change Coalition is urging the country's government to hand over former President Omar al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The coalition played a key role in Bashir's ouster last April. A top coalition official is asking the judiciary to start the legal process to transfer Bashir to the ICC to face charges of war crimes allegedly committed in Sudan's Darfur region. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. South Sudan's president and chief rebel leader have agreed to postpone formation of a transitional unity government for 100 days beyond a November 12th deadline. The Ugandan president announced the delay Thursday on Twitter after hosting talks between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar. British police say they formally identified all 39 Vietnamese victims found dead in a container truck in southeastern England on October 23rd. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The authorities have been working with the Vietnamese police and the British coroner to identify the bodies and have now notified the victims' families in the apparent people smuggling tragedy. Assistant Chief Constable Tim Smith says it's an important step in the probe and enables police to work with the Vietnamese colleagues to support the families of those victims. DNA samples have been taken from families in Vietnam who suspected their missing relatives may have been on that truck. Charles de Ledesma, London.
New government figures show more than 2,000 people have been diagnosed with vaping illnesses in the still unsolved U.S. outbreak. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has that story.
While the exact cause has not been pinned down, the CDC reports 2,051 confirmed and probable cases of vaping illnesses. They have occurred in every state but Alaska, and 40 people have died during the outbreak that appears to have started in March. No single ingredient or vaping device has been linked to all the illnesses. Most who got sick said they vape products containing THC, the high-inducing ingredient in marijuana. Health officials continue to urge people to avoid vaping, especially products containing THC and purchased off the street. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York has inducted its class of 2019. AP's Ed Donahue has that story.
Rolling in at the head of the class, Matchbox.
Our cars need no gas, never get a flat, and are guaranteed for 10,000 pushes.
Curator Nick Rickett says the inventor of Matchbox in Britain in the 50s got inspiration from his family.
His daughter could bring us a toy for show and tell, but it couldn't be, it had to be small enough to fit in a matchbox.
Coloring books are also new to the Toy Hall of Fame.
Coloring books have been around for at least 100 years, and they're not going anywhere. They sort of do have a newfound audience with adults.
Also inducted, the collectible card game Magic: The Gathering. I'm Ed Donahue.
United Nations member states have overwhelmingly supported lifting the United States' nearly 60-year-old economic, commercial, and financial embargo of Cuba. They took a vote on Thursday, but only symbolic. Just the U.S. Congress has the power to take away that embargo. Marissa Melton, VOA News.